Welcome to the podcast version of Police Science Doctor, the online resource bridging the gap between research and investigative practice, for police personnel who go the extra mile, for academics who want to connect better with investigative practitioners, on YouTube and on policesciencedoctor.com. Hello everyone, this is Suzanne Knaber-Nicole from Police Science Doctor with your weekly dose of police science snippets. Unlike last week, I am now back in England and I'm doing this broadcast from my usual place. So these snippets are bits of information, golden nuggets that I've extracted from research articles that are published in the fields of police science, evidence-based policing, forensic psychology, investigative psychology, all these kind of areas where I think there's something in there that you can somehow use to straight away or start applying or start thinking about straight away. So I try to find things that are quite tangible and practical, which is not very easy in research findings. Then I talk about these on the broadcast and I email them out to everyone on the Police Science Doctor email list. So every Tuesday, you get these snippets straight into your inbox with a link to the original research article. If you want that, and also if you want access to the read page on the Police Science Doctor website with all the previous snippets as PDFs and some transcripts of videos that have been published on the website, then just join the Police Science Doctor email list. Just Google Police Science, type in your details, fill in the form, and you will be added. There won't be any spam, and you can leave anytime, of course. So the first snippet for this week is about preventive patrol. Increasing preventive patrol activities has the potential to reduce crime in large administrative areas. The greatest benefits will be gained from informing patrol officers about where and when crime occurs. It is recommended that police agencies apply a hybrid approach to police patrol, which would include a combination of hotspots policing units, which are very localized locations, small places and specific times. And so the hybrid approach is the hotspots policing and the police patrol, which would include a combination of hotspots policing units and general patrol units informed by data on where crime is concentrated. And this research article is actually open access. So you've got the link in the email to that. Open access means you can access the whole article rather than just the abstract. The second snippet for today. So this study looked at probation and detention officers and their orientation towards either punitive or rehabilitative measures. So this was working with juveniles. Results suggest that a punitive view reduces positive as well as negative impacts for those professionals. So staff who indicated more of a punishment orientation were less likely to report emotional exhaustion, but also personal accomplishment. And they also had less job stress, but were more likely to report feelings of depersonalization. And the third snippet for this week is about cold case investigations. We've got a growing number of cold cases, of course, those that haven't been solved, of solved murders, those murders that haven't been solved. And this study suggests that given the advances in understanding of memory and interviewing techniques, it may be possible to revisit cold cases and apply our updated understanding of memory and interviewing in a way that brings new strategies and evidence to cold cases. Critically, researchers must make efforts to collaborate with investigators. I have been saying for a long time, being an investigative psychologist, in terms of my education, my master's and PhD were investigative psychology, that I think every police force should have an investigative psychologist on their payroll with a number of functions. So one is to advise on investigations, doing some geographic profiling, doing a little bit of analysis, crime linkage, working with the investigators, working with the analysts. One is doing some internal research, doing some evaluations of what's going on. And three, doing some internal training. So taking research findings that are published like I'm doing here and delivering little workshops targeted at specific staff members that are relevant to the role. Because otherwise, how are they going to find out? So that's my bit. I suggest that every police force should have an investigative psychologist in their employ, and they could maybe then do some specific research around finding out what can be done in cold cases and advise and do some workshops for the investigators specifically to deal with that. So and also getting involved with researchers to do some collaborative collaborations. So I hope there was something in those snippets that was of interest to you. Obviously, if there wasn't, I can't cover everything for everybody's specific role. You guys are scattered all over the world and have lots of different jobs. But as a member of the email list, you will get access to the read page, and then you can just download all the 174 previous snippets if you want, and hopefully there'll be something there for you. Thank you very much, and until next week, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. I hope you found this content useful.
You can get access to each episode's transcript with key learning points, timestamps, and references if you get yourself onto my mailing list. Just go to the main website on policesciencedoctor.com, and on the bottom of each page you will find a sign-up form for notifications of new content. Just enter your first name, your preferred email address, and the type of organization you work for. You will not get any spam. This is just for me to let you know about new content and for you to get access to all the transcripts.